I just had the most fascinating dream last night, which somehow started with me being part of the TV show The Good Wife, and then sort of rambled along with me being part of that, somehow transitioned into an urban crime drama that was set in the near future. Involved some observation by me of a brilliant child actor, and then I hop off this futuristic monorail in which the brilliant child actor is just giving his performance, and nobody else realizes he's a brilliant child actor. Of course, they all think he's some gang kid. But I was somehow meta-theatrically aware of his performance. And then I hop onto a also kind of futuristic automated electric vehicle and start being taken through the city on my way to, I think it was a ferry terminal. But I'm moving through the city, I realize that this futuristic transmetropolitan-esque city is also part of a TV show, that what is going past me is a computer-generated background that has been edited in post, but it's there as I go through it, and that because it's computer-generated, the special effects guys must be absolutely fantastic to have on a server farm somewhere a list of, like, they've got all these different isolated elements of the city, and there'll be every building, every light pole, every garbage can will be in exactly the same place every time this car takes a ride through this show, because it's all locked down in an imaginary city on some bunch of computers. Anyway, after that other meta moment, I'd slip back into the contemporaneous, end up on this island, and I'm walking around. I have a huge baguette sandwich that'd be a few feet long, and there are some very large, very hairy horses that are quite interesting. If you imagine a Clydesdale with, or a unicorn with Michael Bolton's hair all down its back, that's kind of how hairy these horses were. And yeah, they were very interested in the baguette, which was a source of concern to me. That was about when I woke up. Yeah.